2 weeks ago, the Eagles assembled the class of 2018. On Friday, for the first time, the first-year players took to the fields at the NovaCare Complex for the start of rookie camp. Let's kick off this edition of the Eagles Update by finding out what it was like for those players.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it's a dream come true being out here throwing on this helmet. You know, it's not a lot of people get to do it, like you said, and, you know, it's a dream come true.
Yeah, I love it. So it's fun. When I come out here, it's like, it makes my day. That's what I can say. Make my day.
You know, it's crazy. Out of 32 teams, you know, you go to the team that just won the Super Bowl, and I feel like it's a like, big chip on the shoulder. Like, okay, I really got to show up every day and show that I belong over here.
Jordan Mailata, the seventh-round pick from Australia, who has never played American football, acknowledges that he has a lot to learn about the game. Like Mailata, Adam Zaruba was a rugby convert who joined the NFL in training camp of last year. Zaruba understands what lies ahead for Mailata.
I mean, he's probably feeling a lot of the similar feelings that I felt. I did play football, but, you know, again, my experience is very limited. You know, I mean, coming from North America, I know what football is. You know, I grew up watching it and everything like that, so I have a grasp. I probably had a better grasp than he did. You know, but I think that, you know, both him and I, you know, we have, you know, we're similar mindsets. You know, we want to succeed here. We're applying ourselves to that. It's going to be a process, but, you know, every day we just keep working with the coaches. You know, they brought us here, so they see something in us, and, you know, we see something in ourselves as well. So we just keep building on that, and we're going to do just fine. It's just a matter of, you know, getting there. So,
head coach Doug Peterson offered a state of the team address prior to the start of practice. He provided an update on quarterback Carson Wentz. He's optimistic about his recovery, but he's not going to rush him back into action.
I love the enthusiasm, you know. I want that from all our players, obviously. But again, I'm not. It kind of goes. Go back to Sidney Jones, you know. I'm not going to rush him out there. I don't want to expose him, you know. I mean, he'll be ready when he's ready and when we feel he's ready. So, right now, we're encouraged, you know, the progress he's making. Love his enthusiasm. All the guys, Jason Peters, confident. Darren Sproles, they're all confident. And I love that. But, again, in each individual case, you know, I'm not gonna further risk, you know, any other injury.
The rookies will practice through the rest of the weekend. The veterans will join them for the first time beginning on Monday. Now, next Saturday is the inaugural Eagles Autism Challenge at Lincoln Financial Field. There's still time to be part of an event that will provide exclusive access for fans. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us on this edition of the Eagles Update. To all of the mothers out there, including my mother, Arlene, and my wife, Erin, have a happy Mother's Day.